AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Corey Ali Muhammad was very vocal in court today in Fresno, California.
Let black people go with reparations.
He is accused of killing three people in Fresno earlier this week and another person in an earlier shooting. A tape from KMPH. Muhammad also shouted, natural disasters striking America will increase. A judge assigned a doctor to examine Muhammad. Bail was set at more than $2 million. The House Intelligence Committee wants top officials to testify Tuesday about Russian activities during the election. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The panel wants to hear from FBI Director Jim Comey and Admiral Mike Rogers, the NSA chief, at a closed hearing. It'll also have an open hearing and has invited three officials, CIA Director John Brennan, former National Intelligence Director Jim Clapper, and Sally Yates, the former Deputy Attorney General. She was supposed to testify at an earlier hearing, which Chairman Devin Nunes canceled. Nunes has since recused himself from the panel's Russia probe amid allegations of bias due to his White House ties. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump says businesses and individuals will receive a massive tax cut under a tax reform package he will unveil next week. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the president wants to reduce the time and money spent complying with tax regulations.
The basic 1040 has grown enormously. I think everybody would agree that the tax system is way too complicated.
The president tells the AP the Paris attack will probably help far right-wing candidate Marine Le Pen in France's upcoming election. The prosecutor in Paris says the gunman who attacked the area yesterday had a note with him defending the Islamic State group. Who turned out the lights in San Francisco? A wide area of the city is without electricity, including the financial district and a Bay Area rapid transit station. This is AP Radio News. In South Africa, about 20 children were killed when a minibus collided with a truck. The AP's Chris Torsha reports it happened near Pretoria.
The vehicle the children were traveling in burst into flames. Some of the children were trapped inside. Others were found outside the vehicle.
A local paramedic company says the victims were between 5 and 10 years old. Some were burned beyond recognition. A Taliban attack has caused dozens of friendly casualties in Afghanistan.
I think we can unfortunately safely say that when I say dozens, we're talking probably more than 50 casualties. And at this point, we do not know of any coalition forces that were impacted directly.
That is Colonel John Thomas. He is with U.S. Central Command. This happened on a military base near Mazar Sharif in Afghanistan. Thomas says several attackers were killed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.